Hello, this is Jason. How are you doing today? Doing
Yeah, I'm
great,
doing
thanks for
good.
asking. Doing great, thanks for asking. Quick question before anything else. Are you currently selling insurance?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So this is Jason with iVault AI. I will be straight with you. We built an AI assistant and marketing engine specifically for insurance agents, and we are reaching out to agents in your market. Now, I know you got a random call out of nowhere, so I'm not going to pitch you on anything right now. But what I would rather do is ask you a handful of questions about how you are currently running things. And I promise every single question has a purpose. By the time we are done, I will know exactly which parts of what we do are actually relevant to your situation, and I will not waste your time on stuff that does not apply to you. Sound fair?
Yeah.
And I will tell you upfront, like I say, this might not even be a fit. But if it is, you will know it by the end of this call. Fair enough?
Yeah, no problem.
What type of insurance are you primarily selling right now? Like a Medicare, final expense, life, IUL, or a mix?
Yeah, mix.
Got it. And are you operating as an independent agent, or do you have an agency with other agents working under you?
I'm working as an independent agent.
Okay. And how long have you been in the business?
5 years.
So you have built up a solid database of leads over that time. Do you still have those
Yeah.
contacts somewhere? People that showed interest at
Yeah,
some point?
looks like.
Do you still have those contacts somewhere? People that showed interest at some point but never converted?
Yeah, I said yes, I do.
Got it. And how are you generating leads right now? Facebook, Google, live transfers, a vendor, referrals, or a mix?
Yeah, mostly Facebook.
And are you managing that
And I
Facebook account?
yes, myself.
And roughly how much are you spending per month on Facebook total? Just a ballpark?
Around $1,000.
And from that spend, how many appointments are you booking per week roughly?
Five.
And what is your show rate? Out of every 10 appointments, how many actually sit with you?
Around five.
So your cost per sit is around $50. Does that sound right?
Yes. Yeah.
And out of the people who do sit with you, what is your close ratio? Out of every 10 sits, how many do you close?
Two.
And do you have any strategy in place to grow that volume, or does Facebook just kind of do what it does?
No, I'm somewhat good right now.
And when you are with a client and a call comes in, what happens to that call?
I mostly miss the call.
Okay, I have to be honest with you. That one is a big one. I think when you hear what the iVault AI assistant and marketing engine can actually do for you on that specifically, you are going to be really impressed. But let me get the full picture first. I just have a couple more key questions, and then I want to walk you through exactly what this looks like for your situation. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And after hours, so evenings and weekends, are you catching those or do most go to voicemail?
Yeah, more go to voice mail.
And when a lead does not show it, what does your follow-up look like on those?
I do manual follow-up.
Would you say most of those get worked or do some fall through the cracks?
Yeah, some fall to the crack.
And here's something most agents never think about until they experience it. Do you know that feeling of sitting there at 2 o'clock waiting for Mary to show, not knowing if she's coming or not, basically hostage to your own calendar? That goes away completely. At appointment time, your assistant calls Mary for you. If she picks up, your assistant says, "Hey, Mary, this is Sarah calling for your appointment with Frank. He is ready for you right now," and connects you both instantly. You do not even pick up the phone until Mary is already on the line, ready to talk. If Mary does not answer, your assistant leaves the voicemail, handles the follow-up automatically, and sends you a message on your phone. Mary no-showed it too. Follow-up sequence started. You never had to do anything. You never had to wonder. You just move on with your day. That is the concierge feature. And that is something no human assistant could do as consistently as this one does it. Now, how are you keeping track of everything right now? Are you using a CRM, a spreadsheet, or just kind of managing it from your phone?
Yeah, from my phone.
And at the end of the month, do you have a clear picture of what you spent, how many sits you had, your close rate, and what you brought in? Or is it kind of a rough sense?
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Okay, I appreciate you going through all of that with me. Let me just make sure I have this right. You are selling a mix of insurance, and you have been in the business for 5 years. You are spending around $1,000 a month on Facebook, getting roughly 5 appointments a week with a show rate around 50%, which puts your cost per sit at about $50. You are closing about 2 out of 10 sits. Calls go to voicemail when you are with a client and after hours. Follow-up on no-shows is manual, and some fall through the cracks. You are managing everything from your phone without a clear monthly picture of your numbers. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I want to tell you. And I am going to be direct because you gave me straight answers and you deserve the same back. What we built is called the iVault AI Assistant and Marketing Engine. It is not software. It is not a CRM. Think of it exactly like hiring a full-time assistant and a full-time marketing team, except it works 24 hours a day, never misses a lead, and costs less than one closed policy a month. Here's what it does for you. You told me calls go to voicemail when you are with a client. In your business, that lead submitted the same form to 3 other agents at the exact same time. Whoever calls back first wins the quote. By the time you get out of that appointment, that lead has already made a decision. Your assistant calls back in under 10 seconds, day or night, weekend, does not matter. You never lose a lead to a competitor because you were busy. And you mentioned follow-up is manual and some things fall through the cracks. You paid for that lead. You paid for that appointment. When they do not show, your assistant follows up automatically, calls them, texts them, and emails them until they reschedule or tell you they are out. Every lead you paid for gets worked. Plus, you do not need to learn a CRM or sit at a desk to stay organized. Every morning, your assistant sends you a message on your phone with your appointments for the day. At the end of the week, you get a summary of your lead sits and closes. You just reply sold when you close one, and it updates everything. It is doing your bookkeeping all from your phone. And that database you built up over 5 years, your assistant goes back through all of those and re-engages them with real conversations to find annual premium sitting in a list nobody is touching right now. On the Facebook side, we take over your account as part of the service. We know what a sit should cost in your market, so we get you more sits from that same $1,000 budget. And look, I want to be honest with you. This is not for everyone. If you are at full capacity and happy with how things are running, this is probably not the right fit. But if you are buying leads and losing some because you cannot get to them fast enough, or you just want more sits from what you are already spending, that is exactly the problem this solves. Does that sound like where you are?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me check what we have open. Okay. I've got Thursday at 10 a.m. or Friday at 2 p.m. Which works better for you?
Friday at 2 p.m.
All right, Thursday at 2 p.m. it is. And is this the best number to reach you on for the call?
Yes.
And what is the best email to send the calendar invite to?
Samim@iVault.ai.
Perfect, Samim@iVault.ai. Let me lock that in right now. One moment. I apologize. Small technical issue on my end. Our team will reach out to confirm the time. Sorry about that. Have a great day.